This is episode number 1942 of the Who Cares News for Monday, April 5th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
You come here each and every morning to find out about all the news you couldn't care less about. That's what we're all about. It's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. Did you just get a swig of coffee? That's what it sounds like. You just had a swig.
I didn't. Probably should have.
You were just starting my diatribe. You were just making a little noise of like you just had a cop. Well, that sounds like Marge Simpson.
I know.
What's going on?
Hey, Massimo.
Whoa, Massimo.
Massimo Giannulli.
Yeah.
Remember how he was whining in prison?
Oh, he
was too.
Man.
I can't take it.
He's not a good white collar
crime
guy.
I'm not as tough as my wife.
Well, he did have to serve a little longer than she did. Now,
yeah, but
on.
He was whining before whatever her term would have been.
Yeah,
however, she did have a prep service.
She did.
Yeah.
She had somebody come in and show
tutored her on,
you know,
hey, prison life.
Don't end up being somebody's bitch.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Okay. Ways, if you're going to drop soap, how to pick it up.
Things
like that. All right. So Massimo Giannulli is a free-ish.
Free-ish?
Man, free-ish.
Well, what's that mean?
Now, according to
federal... Still not done. That's what that means,
No,
I
it means
think.
He's not done.
He's not done. Goodness.
Nope. He's not going to get out of it.
No.
As much as he whines.
He's whining.
Which I think is hilarious. Anyway, so according to federal prison records, Massimo has been released from prison into the care of a residential reentry management field office that oversees
residential
inmates transitioning back to public
reentry
life.
Reentry field office.
Yeah, halfway house.
This is already starting to sound like, you know, witness protection program. I mean,
no,
a reentry office. Do they reestablish your, you know, identity into the world?
Well,
being in the big house for 5 flipping months. I mean, life has changed. Does he even know what's going on the outside after five months? Did he know we had a pandemic?
There's been an election.
I know, right? Does he even know that stuff?
I don't know. He probably wasn't paying much attention before he went in.
Did he get a stimulus check? That's the question I have.
Now, that's a good question.
If you are a felon, do you get a stimulus check? We got to look that up.
I mean, I think they could probably use the money about now.
I think they could, too.
Yeah.
Depends on their 2019 tax return. But anyway, I digress.
So the facility regulates inmates who stay at halfway houses.
Okay.
But is not itself a halfway house.
Oh. So he's just registered with.
Well, inmates released to home confinement are also required to check in at the facility until their actual release.
That means he's got an ankle bracelet.
His date
follows him around.
Ooh. Yeah, his date is April 17th.
Oh, he's got another
almost two weeks
to wait.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
So now it's believed that he could possibly be residing in a nearby halfway house.
Okay.
Or could have even headed home to serve the final 2 weeks of his 5-month sentence.
Oh, okay. Under house arrest. Okay.
Yes.
Which would have been better.
And he probably whined all the way there. Oh,
he's a whiner.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
Why does Lori put up with him?
I don't know. Well, I mean, anymore, I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, I'm sure he...
Well, he clothed everybody for one thing.
Well,
they all got free clothes.
They probably all wore Massimo sweatshirts
and stuff.
There you
go. You didn't have to go to the Target. They just got their free clothes. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
They all said Massimo on.
Doesn't he, like, owe us some money, too? A little fine?
A little fine
he owes the state of California?
$250,000.
Okay. Well, he's got that, I'm sure.
And
if not, the stimulus will help a little bit.
Yes.
They might keep it. Yeah, they might. They might keep his stimulus.
And 250 hours of community service.
Yeah, well, that's...
Now, is that on the side of the road?
Get ready to roll. You know it's on the side of the road. You know it. Massimo is rejoining society. He's no longer a menace, and our nightmare may be coming to a long end.
Well, David Schwimmer was on Graham Norton. What part did he almost get? He was up for a part. We discussed this the other day.
Oh, no, it slipped my mind. We could edit right here and go back and figure it out. We're going to do what's called a hot edit, folks, right in the middle of the show right now. We're going to do a hot edit.
We are?
Yeah, because I'm curious.
We were discussing it about he was up for a part that was surprising. I know that he couldn't have done that. It wouldn't have been right. I don't know.
Let's see who it was. Hot edit.
Oh, yes.
David Schwimmer was supposed to play the part that Will Smith played in Men in Black.
That's right.
Would have never worked.
No.
Never would have worked. Would have been a bomb.
Wouldn't have. Not the same.
There you go. Hot edit.
All right.
All right, back to the story.
Anyway, he was on He was on Graham Norton Friday and revealed that finally, the Friends reunion special is being shot this week.
Wow, this week.
Dun, dun.
Huh.
Dun.
I thought it was going to take longer.
I did too. They've all had their shots because they're
rich.
Oh,
maybe they, yeah.
Not that they
rich.
Would qualify, but
no,
they're rich.
They got plenty of money.
Yeah, David confirmed that he's on his way to LA right now.
Right this instant. He's on his way.
Well, as of the Graham Norton show, so he's probably here.
He's probably here. Unless he's stuck in customs. Do they shoot the Graham Norton show in England, or do they shoot it here in Los Angeles?
On his way to LA.
I don't know.
So
it's on the BBC. That's all I know. It's got to be done in London.
Well, no, because he was on Graham Norton.
Right, but he was probably on Zoom because there's no guests.
Oh, true.
So who knows where David Schwimmer was.
And then he's on his way to LA, so now we're just off.
Should we do a hot edit and find out? Hot edit, another hot edit.
Oh,
where
Lord,
does,
help us
all. Where does David, do you know how to spell his last name? That's a really tough one. Schwimmer live. David Schwimmer live. All right, hang on a second. I'm going to do the hot edit.
Schwinger.
He lives in New York.
Does he now?
Where Friends was set, though they never went to New York.
Wow.
They went to New York Street on the Warner Brothers back lot. That's where they went.
It's irony and a coinkydink all in the same.
Another hot edit.
Okay. So anyway, he was on his way to LA to meet up with the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
And some of them really haven't seen each other in years. Years.
I don't believe that. Really? Seriously? They don't get together and like have like poker nights or...
The girls get together
because they drink a lot of wine.
Yeah, that's true. I thought some of the guys got together with the
girls. You know who probably hasn't been seen in a while?
Matthew Perry.
No, Matt LeBlanc.
Well, he had his show.
He had a show. He's had a couple of shows. You never hear of him getting together with those guys.
That's true.
Once in a while, he'll get together with the girls. I don't know what that says about Matt, but what that says about Joey, but how you doing?
They will for sure not be in character.
Well, yeah, we knew
Bummer.
That.
Bummer. And short of one small show. Written piece, the special is unscripted. So I suppose I'll watch it.
You're going to watch it.
I'll watch it.
It's a clip
yes.
show. You'll get all nostalgic. Got to get the box of tissue.
There's
one right there.
We don't know when it's going to be, though.
Dab the eye.
Oh, you're already starting.
I'm getting a little verklempt here. I wonder if they're going to have anybody in the audience. Because if they're going to have anybody in the audience.
6 feet apart.
They could have Halle Berry show up. And I could be her plus one.
You're not trying. Halle Berry deserves better than that.
All right.
Because you're just tossing her in there whenever
more
you just feel
who
it's
cares
good.
Tomorrow and more Halle Berry tomorrow, too. We promise. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.